Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Anne. In the last month or so, George and I have been drinking Dunkin' Donuts breakfast blend. I was surprised, but it is really good. This morning, however, I tried a new coffee, one a friend suggested. She is much more the connoisseur than me. But my judgment is, this one is really smooth. I like it. Hope you are enjoying your favorite as we look at the wisdom of Philippians 4, verses 7 and 8. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. I begin this morning by making an educated guess that most of us, on occasion, have down days or down moments. Now, let me be clear. I am not talking about clinical depression. That is depression that does not lift after a few days or less. Depression that makes it more and more difficult to function, and a person finds themselves with thoughts that life is not worth living. Such a situation needs the immediate support and intervention of the medical community. I am talking about those occasional days when some event doesn't work out the way you wanted, or someone disappointed you, or you are becoming discouraged by all the bad news in the world around you, or any number of other types of events that can trigger that button you have that is still not completely confident in your unique value. Your feelings are hurt, you are discouraged, or just plain sad. At least, that's the way it is for me. A few days ago, I had one of those days. It is no fun to be blue or depressed, whether it is for one day or several days. On this particular day, I woke up with a heavy heart, just from something someone said innocently. But as it happens, their words hit a nerve. One of those buttons we all have that are deep and very sensitive, and once it is touched or the wound opened, it is hard to rein in the negative feelings or thoughts. Remember, feelings and thoughts are not tangible until our actions give them life. So, I share this with you this morning, that some things I've learned over the years may help you when you are faced with the blues. The verses in Philippians can lead us to strategies to climb out of the dark. Our brains are an unbelievably incredible organ. It is where decisions are made and emotions dwell. I have had tendencies toward listening to negative thoughts most of my life, but I have learned to recognize when I am about to go down the awfulizing rabbit hole. You know that place, that moment in your head where you let yourself not only reflect on whatever has you down, but you begin to dwell on it and let yourself build more and more negative on top of what is at the base of the problem. Those negative thoughts about something, often having to do with a relationship, start lifting their ugly heads, and we find ourselves feeling unloved, unimportant, lonely, a failure. Even if reality provides no evidence that it is true. On this day, I woke up feeling blue and hurt, which causes me to be withdrawn and unsocial to George, who, of course, is upset by my behavior and wants to know what's wrong. My mood and short temper does not lend to talking. But George tries to get me to talk about it, and I try to tell him why my feelings are hurt. And as I do, I begin to awfulize, and he tries to reassure me that I am overreacting. I am pretty sure he is right, but I'm there now, and I have to dig my way out of this situation. So, I am determined to fight back, stop, put a freeze on the thoughts. Step one. I have to learn to identify that I am about to give into negative thoughts and feelings and instead turn to the wisdom of Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. Reach out to the peace of God. Ask for His help, that He will guard your heart and mind. Read Psalms or any verses that give you comfort. Step 2, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. I know I must fill my head with other things. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, so I put in my ear pods and choose some calming meditation music. You choose whatever is comforting to you. Step 3. Then I decide I need to get out of the house. I need to see lovely, pure, excellent. So in the cold, I take Apollo for a walk to the park. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Philippians 4:8. The trees in the park greet me. The lacy trees, empty of leaves, revealing an artful array of limbs and branches that appear like an intricate sheet of handmade lace. Different trees provide different patterns. And I notice my mind's thoughts are changing to gratefulness. The tension in my chest is relaxing. And then almost suddenly, an awareness of the blessings that have filled the day comes to me. The heartwarming phone message I received earlier this morning. The concern of George. The visit with my daughter and family just before they headed to tennis. This black, shiny-coated dog that shakes all over when you say, walk, and will jump off the sofa when he hears his leash coming out of the drawer. God's presence in the nature around me. The warm, homemade soup George and I sat together and ate. There has not been loneliness. There has not been emptiness. Instead, I see a day so full of blessings, there's hardly room for any more. Step 4. Verse 8. Whatever is true, think on these things. Seek the truth, reality. Otherwise, you only see your side of the situation. A little later that day, a conversation with the source of my feelings, some understanding, and a big hug. And the light of the Lord, His peace, shone on us both. Confront your pain, deal with it. and let the Lord's love, His light, heal. Please pray with me this morning. Lord, You know us so much better than we know ourselves. We can be our own worst enemies at times. Please bless us with wisdom to choose to turn to You when our spirits are low. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.